The killer made a high, shrill yelp, and a shiver shook his whole body. He giggled, and a dribble of blood escaped through his neat white teeth to splash down onto the dirty green nylon of his tracksuit top.
"You think I care about that stuff?" he said. "You don't see this hole in my neck? I am dead in 2 days. You think I care about money and medicine?"
"So what do you want?" Andrew said.
The killer moved his machete from his right hand to his left. He raised his right hand with the middle finger extended. He held it, shaking, 1 inch from Andrew's face, and he said,
"White man been giving me this finger all my life. Today you can give it me to keep. Now cut off your middle finger, mister, and give it to me."
Andrew flinched, and he shook his head, and he curled his hands into balls. He folded the thumbs over the fingers. The killer took his machete by the blade, and he held the handle out to my husband.
"Do it," he said. "Chop, chop. Give me your finger, and I will give you the girls."
A long pause.
"What if I don't?" "Then you are free to go. But first you will hear the noises these children make dying. You ever hear a girl dying slow?"
The killer closed his eyes and shook his head unhurriedly.
"It is nasty music," he said. "You will not forget. Maybe one day you will wake up in Kingston-upon-Thames, and you will understand you lost more than your finger."
Little Bee was crying now. Kindness held her hand.
"Do not be afraid," she said. "If they kill us today, we will eat bread tonight with Jesus."
The killer snapped open his eyes, and he stared at Andrew, and he said,
"Please, mister, I am not a savage. I do not want to kill these girls."
Andrew reached out his hand, and he took the killer's machete. There was blood on the handle, the guard's blood. Andrew looked across at me. I stepped over to him, and I put my hand on his chest, gently. I was crying.
"Oh, Andrew, I think you have to do it."
"I can't."
"It's just a finger."
"We didn't do anything wrong. We were just walking down the beach."
"Just a finger, Andrew, and then we'll walk back again."